well, well.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, well, well. Welcome to another installation of Jazz Connection. I'm here to be nice, and we're getting ready to have a good show tonight. And hopefully that you take away some understanding on how you could appreciate the day better. You can appreciate Peter, and you can appreciate yourself better by sitting back and letting the jazz flow over you, smooth by you. We're just going to hear some music right quick and just flow into it. This is Lucky by 4Play. We'll be right back on it. You know what I'm saying? Thank you. Well, all right. Okay, you know what? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? When we tell people in life, we just don't panic. Never let them see you sweat. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the hardest working woman in show business right now. Lady D's here, and she's got a special young lady that she's going to talk with and share some insight from the industry, let you know how they're doing it, what they're doing it, so that when you see something that's celebrity oriented or filled and you don't understand it, you know, we got people that can answer that question. So without further ado, let me bring in Lady D. Lady D, you there?
I'm here.
Okay. And you got a guest with you?
Bridget?
I'm here.
All right. Okay. Bridget is a beautiful lady in heart and spirit. And Bridget has been doing so many things in the industry. I mean she's A-list all the way. And she's also worked with the Williams Brothers, one of the guys who's won so many awards. But Bridget also has a company herself that she works with and do a lot of things for. And in fact, today we're going to kind of talk a little bit about that. That's her what they're doing at Stellar Awards, and it's the white carpet event that they do. I think they've done it twice, but I'm going to let her talk a little bit about what the award is basically about and the reason why they're doing this award.
Hi, everybody. This is Bridget Fleury, and we're hosting the second annual All-White Party Showcase, which is during the kickoff to the Stellar Awards, February 18th in Las Vegas, Nevada. The showcase that we're having, last year we started, we had honoree Stan Jones, one of the up-and-coming producers in the gospel music industry, Warren Campbell, a veteran gospel industry producer. You guys also know him as Erica Campbell of Mary Mary's husband, and Melvin Williams, one of the legendary gospel singers with the Williams Brothers. We had a glorious event. The night begins with a red carpet, the arrival of the honorees, legendary artists, producers, radio announcers, up-and-coming artists, and all music, gospel music supporters and fans. The event is going to be hosted by Jerry Smith, co-hosted by Tracy Morgan, and the red carpet host is Sheila Bell. Last year, we had the likes of Dorinda Clark Cole, who came and supported our event, and she was only supposed to be there just for, you know, to make a cameo, and then when her people asked, was she ready to go, she said, oh, no, there's great talent in this room. I have a new label, and I'm looking for talent. So every independent artist out there, make sure you're in the room. You get a chance to not only register to showcase, but you get a chance to network with some of the gospel industry's top artists. This year, you can go to www.allwhitepartyshowcase.com, and you will see our 2016 honorees. This year, we are honoring the legendary Edwin Hawkins, Don Jackson, Irma Gray Davis, both founders and president and CEO of the Stellar Awards. We have Gerald Haddon, a very well-known gospel producer. That's Dietrich Haddon's brother, y'all. Also, Miss PR extraordinaire, Gwendolyn Quinn. Miss Jewel Kelly. If those of you are not familiar with that name, she is responsible for Kirk Franklin and David and Pamela Mann. We're also honoring Tracy Artis, who has many, many clients that you know, the likes of Marvin Sapp, Byron Cage. She is an industry veteran with a wealth of information, and we are just showing our appreciation to each and every one of these movers and shakers and veterans of the gospel industry. And then we also have Daniel Weatherspoon. He's worked with the likes of Donald Lawrence, the Wild Projects, and a host of other people. So those are some of our 216 honorees for this year. So please visit allwhitepartyshowcase.com and come celebrate with us. And one of the things that I want to say as well is that this is more than a showcase. This event is a cause-related marketing event to support Now Faith Community Development Corporation, which is a charity there in Las Vegas. And we're putting it together to support their community outreach program for youth, in which they have a performing arts academy that these youth can come and develop at a young age, and for their interests in, you know, music, studio, broadcasting, the whole gamut, and where they can build that self-confidence. You know, a lot of our schools have gotten rid of music in the schools, and so we want to be able to support these nonprofits that support and give our youth programs for them to build themselves up and their interests.
Yeah, that sounds very nice and very challenging. I want also to ask you, besides this, what you do, do you have any other events that you do yourself or a foundation that you do yourself?
I just work with several different foundations, whether it's hosting an event. My own personal charges, I have a website that's called theasenior.com, and that's where we focus on, it's kind of like it's a virtual food bank or virtual food drive where you're able to go in and make purchases of food, and we send out the electronic cards to different seniors or churches in a certain area. So instead of going physically get cans of food, you can go and make purchases and pay that bill. Or you can just say, hey, I want to buy a $25 bag of groceries and I'd like it to go to, you know, the church in this particular area or the community center in this particular area in support of their feeding the seniors. You know, not many people realize that our seniors are really struggling. Sometimes they have to decide whether they're going to use their income or their pensions or their Social Security on buying food and buying medicine. And we all know how expensive medicine is, and sometimes they really have to make those dollars stretch. So that's one of my own programs that I do have, and that is called FeedASenior.com.
I think that's so wonderful what you're doing. It seems like you should be getting saluted. You're doing all these wonderful things and stuff, which remind me that you will be. From the mayor of Long Beach will be there to salute something to you because you're so special in what you're doing. And I think it's great all of them is doing, taking out the time to do something. This is something that we don't really do. We do the gospel. We dare, we sing, however, but we don't bless others. And this is what you're doing, to me, seems like it's trying to bless others that need to be blessed and want to be blessed. And I think that you're doing great work there.
And definitely, definitely. It is one where we just wanted to, you know, every artist or even the up-and-coming artist, you know, it's up to us to teach that it's just not about singing the music and getting the accolades and patting each other on the back. We definitely want to honor everybody's hard work, but we definitely have to remember that it's really about service.
That's right.
And giving back to the community. And what we want to make sure with the All White Party Showcase is that wherever the Stella goes, you know, every couple of years they go to a different city.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure that when everybody comes in town that we do some type of service on the ground.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful. Can you also tell me do you some of the great performers that's going to be performing on that show?
Some of the people that we have performing on the show this year, oh my gracious, we have We have so many people, a lot of indie artists, but there are going to be a lot of veterans in the house. We have people like Evelyn Tarantine AG in the house, Byron Cage, Charles Jenkins will be in the house, Candy West. They're coming to be cameos to give out our awards. And then we have people performing like Crystal Aiken, Tim Rogers, Damian Sneed, Latisha Crawford, Zebulon Ellis, Gerald Alston. If anyone does not know who Gerald Alston is, let me remind you, he used to sing with the Manhattans.
He's still singing with the Manhattans, I'm told.
Oh, he's still singing with the Manhattans.
Yes.
All right. Well, he's still singing with the Manhattans, and he's also doing a gospel project. He's So Wonderful is one of the songs that he's singing, and let me tell you, he is doing that song, and he will be there singing. Jermaine Dolly will also be there pushing a product called Youth. I've Got Talent for Jesus. That's one of those youth initiatives that he will be focusing on. Patty Pennington, Regina Love, Ruth Lancha, Totally for Him, Patrick Lundy, The Showers. There are so many people that's going to be here. So we kick off at 6 o'clock p.m. on the red carpet, and then the showcase will start promptly at 7 p.m. So we're going to be going all night long to just about 11:30. So, you know, there's many events that happen in Vegas. Make sure you stop by. Go to the allwhitepartyshowcase.com website. See who's your favorite artist there, and just make sure that you're in the house. If you're not going to join us for the whole time period, you have a chance to go somewhere and come back, or come there first and go.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. I can't wait to go. My aunt is to be there to this wonderful event.
That sounds wonderful, what you guys got going on. I wish I could be there.
I will be there. I will definitely be there. I also wanted to, that being said, I think they do have Gerald's music there. They probably will play one of the songs that, I don't know if they're going to play the one Wonderful there on there, but they got some music that they do want to play one of the songs, just to let everybody know that, you know, he will be in the house, and I know his other music as well is there. So I just want to tell you, I love what you do. And keep up the good work, and I'm looking forward. I can't wait. I'm looking forward, and I know Gerald Austin is looking forward, and I do have friends that's coming down there looking forward. So I really appreciate you calling and letting the people know on the radio that what the All Part is all about, and it is good that you are learning is giving back to the community. And a lot of times we do event, we don't give back, but that's something different and new, and I'm pretty sure that it's going to continue to go strong if you all continue to do what you do. I know that the support will come in.
Well, thank you so very much. And people can go buy their tickets online at the homepage. The VIP tickets are selling fast. I'm not really sure how many of those we have, but you can definitely general admission tickets. Make sure you're in the house. Every seat is really a great seat. The venue only holds 300.
Okay.
So it's not an oversized venue. There's a lot going on, and we encourage everybody to come out, and we're so grateful for you having us and you guys having us to talk about this event. We are truly, truly grateful.
Well, you know, it's an honor and a blessing. Miss M, would you like to say anything about this wonderful event going on?
Thank you. Yes, thank you for being on this show, and I'm glad you gave out your contact information. And we will be in touch with you again.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And I just wanted to correct the Feeder Senior website. It's www.feederseniorfooddrive.com.
School drive?
Okay.
Food drive. Food, F-O-O-D.
Perfect.
Until the next time.
So,
okay, thank you very much. I appreciate you, ladies. And we'll make sure that we have some more time conversation with you before the event so we can get everybody there and have them ready to party with you guys. So we thank you for sharing all this information, and we're going to go back to some music. You are listening to Culture Scene Radio Network, with Jazz Connection with D.I. and Miss M. Thank you.
AVS Media, Dad.
This is Gerald Austin of the Manhattans, and I love listening to Gospel Jazz Connection with Dee Nice and Miss M.
Well, I hope you're enjoying the show as much as I enjoy bringing it to you. Now, we have a caller. Let's see if our caller on the line wants to comment. Let me see. Caller, you there? Hello? Okay, probably enjoying listening here. She's just interesting. Okay, right now we just, what did we just finish, Miss M? Oh, In the Groove with Chuck Loeb. Now we're getting ready to hear some Hiroshima. How does that sound? The name of this one is called One Wish. Great interviews. I told you it would be a great show. So sit back, relax, and watch with your ears.
Thank you. there. This is Miss M with the Gospel Jazz Connection. You are now on Culture Zine Radio, and we're going to take you right into the next song, which is Kim Waters featuring Melissa Morgan, Chuck Loeb, and Mr. Sue.
CBS Media Demo.
Hi. This is Gerald Austin of the Manhattans, and I love listening to Gospel Jazz Connection with D. Nice and Miss M.
All the leaves are brown, and the sky is gray. I went for a walk on a winter's day. I'd be so safe and warm if I was in LA. California dreaming on such a winter's day. I stopped into a church,
yes, I did,
that I passed along the way. And I got down on my knees, down on my knees, and I pretended to pray. The preacher, he likes it cold, 'cause he knows I'm gonna stay. He knows I'm gonna stay. California dreaming on such a winter's day.
Are irreplaceable.
In
take your place.
Irreplaceable. If you were listening last week, he did a great interview with Lady D on the show, which is the Gospel Jazz Connection on Culture Zine Radio Network. I hope you were listening, and I hope you liked that song that just played. And we also played Queen Latifah with California Dreamin'. Now we're getting ready to go ahead and play another song. It's called Dave Carr's The Dance.
Thank you.
Well, that was Dave Cause and the Dave, that beautiful. Listening to us on the Jazz Connection, this is Miss M. And if you have someone that you would like to hear on the air, if you like a special song, a special music, or you have an art that you want to be played on the air, email us at gospeljazzconnection@gmail.com. That's gospeljazzconnection@gmail.com. I'd like to thank all our guests we had on today. Lady D, Nice was on the air, and Bridget Fleur was on the air. She gave us a lot of great information. We're going to go into another song. It's called Stay a While by Steve Cole.
you had as much fun as I did bringing this to you. Oh, yes, another day in the neighborhood. We started out the top of the set with Lucky by Foreplay, followed up by Twilight March with David Benoit. Then we rolled on over to In the Groove, Chuck Loeb, followed by One Wish in Hiroshima, a great L.A. band. Then we heard Mr. Smooth with Kim Waters featuring Melissa Morgan and Chuck Loeb, followed by California Dreamin', as always, the fabulous Queen Latifah. Then we bounced into the man himself, who will be at the white party. I want you guys to all flood the phone lines and make sure that you can still get to Vegas in time to see the party of all parties at the Stellas. We heard Irreplaceable. And then we just got through hearing The Dance by Dave Koz. Now we're getting ready to say, hey, it was a pleasure. Like Miss M said earlier, if you find that yourself just, you know, wanting to bring on and bring a guest, or you want to bring your artist on, your manager with something going on here in the city or outside the city, hit us up. Monica gave you all the information. That's gospeljazzconnection@gmail.com. So until next Monday, same place, same channel, tell a friend and follow the groove. We're going to leave you now with Dan Siegel, Feeling Happy. From Miss M and D Nice, this is Culture Scene Radio Network, allowing Gospel Jazz Connection to take over your eardrums. So sit back, relax, and watch with your ears.